Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Terrific. He's just terrific. I'm just terrific. I thought, you know, if you still remember, it'll take a couple of days. I thought, until you remember, it'll take a couple of days. You're all prepared. How do you like that? He's so prepared. Zecher Nishmat. Shlomo ben Aaron Elimelech, Shalom ben Elazar, Shalom ben Eliezer David. We're holding today Yud Dalet. Yesterday we have the Machlokes, of course, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael, and Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Baba Makom, where you have a love." Sheesh b'karis, there is no malchus. Yotza for karis and karis only. According to Rabbi Akiva, if it's a lav sheesh b'karis, there's a chiyav malchus as opposed to a lav that has in it a chay chiyav mitzvahs bezdin. And Rabbi Yishmael is not like that. Gemara Nahavimina held that by every lav sheesh b'bezdin, chiyav mitzvahs bezdin, there's going to be misa and malchus. Then the Gemara says that Avadim, Rabbi Shmuel, also holds up the Kedei Rishosa. And the Machlokes that we have is by Elav Shnitin Lazarus Misas Bezin, where there's a Nazara of Malchus. Gemara says that the Gemara first said, Rabbi said, that in the case where Asru Bey, Liktala Kuliamala Pligi, the Ain Lakin, and the Kipligi, the Asru Bey, the Malchus, and the Machlokes is, Lav Shanitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin. The Gemara before said, to be a member from Rabbi Avo, Befeir Shripsa Tayra Chaybe Krisus Lamalkis. The Gemara before said that according to Rabbi Akiva, Yaki Chaybe Krisus Nami, if you're going to say that there's a din of Kedei Rishoso, why don't we say Kedei Rishoso? And it should limit, even by Chai Bekrisis, there should not be a Chiv Malchus as Kedei Rishoso. The Gemara Nahavamina thought, that side of the Gemara thought, that Kedei Rishoso, even if it flies by an Einish Bezdin, even by an Einish Bidei Shemayim, that the Gemara brings the member of Rabbi Avo, the Feirish Reaps HaTaira Chai Bekrisis, the Malchus as Liyene Mileyenecha. We declared yesterday, what does it mean that Kedei Rishoso? And then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why don't you say the same name? And the Gemara says that you can have the name by Chayve Mises Bezdin. Then the Gemara said, another side, the Gemara brings the member of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, that Kedei Rishoso applies only by an Einish Bezdin, not by other things. And then Rabbi says, Asu Be Liktala Kuliyamala Pligi Dien Lakin. According to the Maskata Sakamara, the Chayrit should come out. You don't need the whole drasha of the Einem Eleinecha to say that there's Malchus. The whole din of Kedei Rishoso only applies by Yonche Bezdin. Now, let's do a little bit here, but I want to bring the Rambam sheet there. The Rambam has a very big Chiddush, both in Perish HaMishneh, where he says it over here, and in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam says, the Rambam has a klal, which is ostensibly not like the whole Gemara. The Rambam says a klal, but before everybody jumps out of your seats and flies off to hear it, well, the Rambam says as a rule, just like a lav shenitin lazares misas bezdin, there's no malchus. Why is it that there is no malchus? Because the lav is needed for the azara for the misas bezdin. That's the Gemara says. You need the Azara. You need the Lav as a Lav to warn us when there's going to be a Chibis Bezdin. In the same way, the Rambam holds the Lav Shenitin Lazarus Karis. It's an imperative that in order to be Chayef Karis, you need a Lav. You can't be Mechayef Karis unless there's a Lav. And therefore, the Rambam says there is no Malchus. Pesach and Mila, that's an exception. Pesach and Mila are an exception. But the rule, except for the exceptions, the rule is a Lav is needed for Azharis Karis. If you don't have a law for Azharis Karis, there cannot be a Chiv Karis. And therefore, there is no Malkus by Karis. There cannot be Malkus. That's what Rambam says. If you take a look, as unbelievable as it is, you take a look at the Rambam here in Perusha Mishnah, the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis that we have here.
Why is it there?
Wait. Here. Look at the Rambam in Perusha Mishnah. Here. The Rambam in Perek Shlishi in the Perek Shamishna, the top column, see that the Perek Shlishi begins at the bottom, at least in my Gemara. Maybe your Gemara is different. Yeah, the old fashioned Gemara is like the one I have. That has this. And so the Rambam says, Achelik Harishin Mehem, he divides up the categories of Malkus. Lab, Shenitin, La Asaris, Misas, Bezdin, O La Asaris, Karis. Alav shenitin la'asaris karis, or alav shenitin la'asaris misas besin. Ain like an olav. There is no malchus for that. Kigayim lo yikach eshes eshes aviv, lo yikakadish ribnei Yisrael, b'chulu chiyaitu itza. B'shezeh alav, amnam ba'asara alikr. She'etzleinu, ki atayra eino b'chayim misav alav karis, ad shiyeh b'inyin ahu, lav pashut. Not like the Gemara. The Rambam holds that Torah would never give an einash of karis or mises bezin unless you have a love. Therefore, there can't be malchus for the love. And of course, as everybody is wondering, what sense does this make? The Rambam counseled the lavin in the Mishnah, and he says that there is malchus. What about ba'al achayse? What about ba'al achayse of it? Both the cases, achayse ishto. These are all lavin sheish b'karis, and the Rambam himself says that there's malchus by all these things. And yet the Rambam tells us that if a lav shenitin la'asaris karis, there can't be malchus for such a lav. And the Rambam itself enumerates all the dinim in the Mishnah. The biyah, the pelah, and the lacha Mishnah is this in Perek Yeches Sanhedrin. And the biyah, and now it's going to be talui. In what? So it's going to be talui in how we learn what the pshat and the din is of le'enim le'enecha. So the lacha Mishnah says, yeah, avada there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be, but the myself, the drasha of le'ena mile'enecha, that the Gemara brought, by even according to the rules, there should be no malchus, the Zereshava le'ena mile'enecha tells us that there's going to be malchus anyway. So you're asked, what's the whole thing? It's obviously Shminiyat Bavir. But anyway, so what's the point of telling it to me if the myself, there's not going to be malchus anyway? You're telling me, yes, you have any me'edachad, it's mekala, not like that. So the fiha emis, what is it then? There is karin, there is malchus by Allah shenit na saris karis. So what's the Rambam coming to tell us? Because gevaldigin afgeminis. Gevaldigin afgeminis. If you have Allah shenit na saris karis, the chiv karis tells us, afliyene me'le'enecha, that there's going to be malchus, like we said yesterday from the Baal Amar. There's a new malchus. Remember, we said the Baal Amar says, even if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that we'll have bitlo v'lo bitlo. If it's not bitlo v'lo bitlo, if you aren't mavatel v'yasei, then there's no malchus by Allah shenitek l'asei. Talk to Baal Amar, but not by Allah sheish b'karis. That's a new reason that there's going to be malchus by Allah b'al shenit l'asaris karis al-tzlainim il-aynecha. Let's say you would have a lav, shenitin las karis karis, and there would be no karis. For example, let's say you would have, common cases we have, there are many cases. We'll have tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, hope we'll be able, but chalkaydish laisiga, we'll have one and another example. The Rambam holds, there's a lav, laisechal chametz, you can't eat chametz. So the Rambam says, not only is there a disser of chatzishir by eating chametz, pachas, mikazayas, there's a separate lav, which is a full lav, when it comes to eating even pachas, mikazayas of chametz. It's not like other isurim that it's only also of chatzishir. That happens to be the azara, that when you go and you eat a kazayas, there's even going to be a chiv karis. But if you don't eat a kazayas, the lav itself is going to be a lav. You're having the lav, but without a chiyav malchus. There's no karis. Karis only applies makom where there's a kezayis. If you don't do that, you're only having a lav. You would think that there's malchus. So you're having a lav, there's malchus. No, there's no malchus over there. Why is there no malchus? Everybody wants to know, what's malchus? Everybody muchas. What is that? Why is that to me there's no malchus? You're over a lav of chametz. And you're telling me it's worth the chatzi shir. All right, fine. Maybe the bit of karis only applies when it's a kizayis. But it should come out in the mail if there's a malchus. The Rambam holds there's no malchus. Why is there no malchus? Because it's a lav which doubles up as a lav sheyesh bo karis. And where there's karis, avada there's tafya malchus, altsbedein emilei necha. But if there's no karis, applies a lav. For that lav, there can't be malchus. Because it's a lot that's used for the case of, for the Azar, for the case where there is Karis. Where there's no Karis, life is not a lot. But that lot can't be Mechayev Malkis. Because the lot is Yontan, which is usable for a lot Sheesh Bo Karis. If you'll have a lot, and it has the ability, and it's used for a case of Karis, in that case there's Malkis. That's what? It's a new Malkis. That's what Einem Eleinecha. But if you don't have, you're going to be using that love for a case where there's not going to be malchus, then like the stamalav. Stamalav, there's no malchus because it's like similar to a love, shenitin lazaris misas bezdin. Even if the case where the love is used and there's no misas bezdin itself, there's still not going to be malchus for it. It's a love which is used for azaris misas bezdin. And there are common examples that it is like this. I'm being the katzer somewhat, but to be aware at least that the Rambam holds, if you take a look, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, right before the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam at the end of Sheresh Yadalit, at the very end of Sheresh Yadalit, let me just read it. Hadama, this is the prelude for all the mitzvahs. Shekol ma shechayavan ala misas bezdin. O Karis, who mitzvahs lo sasei behechrech, it has to be a low sasek, except for the exceptions. Zulas Pesach Omila, Shem Bekaris. Biafal P. Shem Mitzvah Sasek, Shezokro Bitchilas Pesach Eskrisis, being Etzleinu Bishum Panim. Mitzvah Sasek Zulasam, there is nothing like them. She is Chayv Oever Aleim Karis. The Choshke Mises Besdin. The Chomash Abub Kosub Betaira, like the Rambam says, who, if anything that is Mises Besdin of Karis, there has to be a low sase to be to serve as the Azara. Amen. Like the Rambam, and then he repeats it afterwards. The Choshke Mises Besdin. The Chomash Abub Kosub Betaira. Shemisha Asa Maisa Plaini Yumas. Wherever the Torah says, there's going to be a Chiyah Misa. O Shei Yizchayev Karis, Yodanu B'Emes. We know that the only way that's possible, Shamaisahu Musa Mimenu Shuvah Lo Sase, that there has to be a Lo Sase. A Chiyah Karis carries with it, it must carry with it a Lav. And therefore, there is no Malkus by that. B'nei Pamah Mishpire, and therefore there can't be Malkus. That's the Rambam in Perish HaMishnah. That they can't have such a thing. And the obvious question is, the Mishnah is full of all this. They've added this Malkus. What's the beer? But the Etzem Klal, the Rambam tells us in Perish HaMishnayis, the Rambam says it looks here too. My Bechutin has a whole shtickle on this, and his Sefer on Yevamos. So it's a very exciting thing to think. Rabbi Yankov Druman. So he has a My Adam brought a bunch of examples to this. Yeah, yeah.
But it's only when it's doubled up, right? That's what Rebbe is saying. Only when the lav doubles up to both a regular
yes.
And
it's going to be used for two things. That's where it'll be Nageya.
So Mechamer is not.
Mechamer will be an example. That's not for Karvis, but Mechamer will be an example. It's like, even where there's not Mechamer, there's no Malkus for it. Because Mechamer, the lav is like Sasa Gomalach, it's used when it's Nageya. It's his best. I remember if I made a bracha on this or not. Did I?
Yeah.
Huh? I did? Yeah. Okay, let's take a look. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Rabban and Kar. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chai Bekrisus Bechlal Hayu. That's Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds not like everything that we were brought up with. And Rabbi Yitzchak says that where does the Chiyuv Karis? There's no Malkus for the love. Chai Bekrisus Bechlal Hayu by the Parsha of Arayas. Veloma Yatzis Karis Bachaisa. Why did the Torah specify Karis Bachais, I Lododa Bakaris Veloma Malkus, to tell us Bidatka Karis and not Malkus? Rabbanan Karis Bachaisa, the Rabbanan who don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, why did the Torah single out and specify? specify karis ba'achaisai, even though it is chayav karis of the chklal of arayis, why did the Torah have to specify achaisai lechalek, to be mechalek in all the arayis that they're mechayav kama chatos? Let's say a person was over in all the arayis behelam echad. He didn't know any of them were usher. Chayev al kol achas v'yachas, he's chayev on each one, achayev chatos. Rabbi Yitzchak uses the chorus by achaysoi for his drasha, lechalek v'nolei. How does he know lechalek? Naftalei, because it says, v'alisha benidas tumasa, lechayev al kol isha v'isha. He uses that pasuk, v'alisha, every isha benidas tumasa, you're chayev for every isha, a separate chayiv chatas. I, Rabbanan Ami, take the play, meho. Hey, the chenami? He could have. So we're back to the square one. Valakaris da chaisa lamali. What do you need that for? Lachayva la chaisa, vialachaisaviv, vialachaisimel, to be mechayiv for all of these shamus. Great to Gemara, what do you mean? Pshita hare gufa machlakim, hare shamus machlakim. If they're kama gufim that you're over on, or if they're kama shamus of avera, that's Boshet Yechayv, each one is separate katlas. What are you telling me over here that Karis, Velakaris, the Achaisa, Lamali, to be Mechayev, Al Achaisa, which is all this? El Lechayev, Al Achaisa, Shehi, Achais, Aviv, Shehi, Achaisim, you can have all in one, all consolidated in one. You could have this. You could have Kama Shemus of Erva in the same Isha. How could that be? Vekabi Ashkagas Lad Birashia by Rashia. The Yerusha, the son of a Russia. Rashi says that a Timtsu. See the case. Russia, Rashia by. Let's say a person is Baalimo. Bahailich De Bonis. He's Baalimo and he has two daughters from his mother. And then he was Baal, one of them. Now, who is that? First of all, it's his sisters. Right? The Haile Ben, and then he gives birth to a son. And from her, Uva, the Haile Ben. Uva Ben, Alachais Ima. And the Ben then comes and is Baal Achais Ima. His aunt, which is really his aunt. Shehi Achaisai, which is really Achaisai, because they have the same father. The father was quite the first. Where Shehi Achaisai, Achaisav Hamitav, to have all these shamus of Erva in the same person. Now there, the Torah is being Machadish, that Yechai for Kama Shamus. Rabbi Yitzchak Ami Nole, Naftalei Mikal Bochaymer. That'll learn out from a Kal Bochaymer. He doesn't need a pusik. That he learns for a pashtus. The Sanya. I'm Rabbi Akiva Shaltius, Rabbi Gamliel. I asked Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Beitle Shalimum. I asked them by the marketplace of Imum. Why did they go? Yeah, David said, what's the reason it says this? Shaholko Litak Behema. What were they doing in the marketplace of Imum? They went to buy a Behema. Lemishta Bedosha, Rabbi Gamliel, for the chasene of Rabbi Gamliel's son. And I asked him, Habal Achaisai, Shehi Achaisavis, Shehi Achaisema, the same person, all consolidated into one woman. Mal, Eno Chayv and Zed, Chayv Achas Al Kulam, Chayv One Al Kulam, Ela Achas, Chayv only one, Al Chayv Al Achas Viachas. Omrulam, they said to him, Zulai Shamanu, this case we didn't hear. Some people bring out from over here, even though a Nasi, this is Rabbi Gamliel, it was a Nasi. The din is that a Nasi, they are, a Gadol Hadar, is not allowed to do malacha in the presence of three people. Except that it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Machrich Reisha, Rav Malach Shibuta, he did preparations for Shabbos, even though people were able to see him. But over here, the Shaila is, what buying, going to the market and buying things, they're bothered by how do they do that. You're not allowed to do that. They said the reason is because this is also a Dvar Mitzvah, it could be different. Abul Shamanu, but we did hear one the answer to one thing similar to this. Haba al Khamesh Nashim Nidis Behela Mechad. If a person's bio, Kama Nashim Nidis, five Nashim individual separate women. Shekhaya Bakalakas Vyakas, Vinir and Varmi Kabachimer. And we can extrapolate from a Kal Vachomer your issue. Uma nida she shame echad chayv al kalachas viyakas. Kad shesleisha shemis leikolske. Here, the madach, it's one shem avera. Why a chayv? Because a gufo mechlokim. And you see that even though it's done behelam echad, remember we talked about in Sanhedrin, and when we talked about what's gufo mechlokim, is it only by people or is it even by behemoths? We put the Tzitzis Rid. The whole thread of Kiddushin is a thread of Kiddushin by behemoth. Shveron and a Mishlomel, that's by behemoth. Those who hold by behemoth, it's not true. You see, by the Tzitzis Rid and Kiddushin, it applies by behemoths also. Shveron, it can be like, Shveron from Shutechus, you did Kama things, so you only chayav one. Shabbos, we cleared what will happen if a person goes and he shechts Kama behemoths on Shabbos. Are you chayav Kama Chatos, Atkufu Mechlokim or not? Yesh Ladun on this. The Abnei Nezer, you only that you're chayav on multiple ones because it's Gufa Mechlok, and we said as far that it's not going to be, it's not like that. The Edech Kavachaymer Prichet. Umal and Edech can Gufa Mechlok, it's no Kavachaymer from here. Bish by an Edech, it's Gufa Mechlok. Ulidach Nami, Ha Vadi Kavachaymer Prichet. How would he take to learn the Kavachaymer? I said Kal Vachomer Pricha. I can't learn Kal Vachomer from Nidus. Where over there, it's Gufa Mechlokim. Ella, good, very good. Ella Nafkalei, come right back to that. Ella Nafkalei Me Achaisai the Sefer. We learn it now from an extra pasuk from the Achaisai of the Sefer. The Eid Achaisai the Sefer Lomalei, the Chayra Al Achaisai, Basaviv Uvasimo, Laima Hashem Unshamin Adin. He holds the other pasuk of Achaisai that we have in the Sefer is used to tell us the principle that we said before on Daf Hei. Not that therefore use it to tell us the klal of Ein Einshem Ein Adin. We don't need it to tell us the din of Ein Einshem Ein Adin because if we know that the din is already Ein Mazhirin Min Adin, we'll be able to learn out the klal of Ein Einshem Ein Adin as a mamatzinu from Emas Hira Min Adin. What does it mean, Emas Hira Min Adin? That we don't give it malchus on the basis of a Kal Vachomer. We can, like the Gemara will say, we can learn out in it, that something is also from a Kal Vachomer, like we'll see coming up. But you can't learn it out that it has the full weight of an Isser to the extent that it's even going to be malchus. That's Emas Hira Min Adin. What is Ein Einshem Min Adin? Ein Einshem Min Adin is he keep him a Chayim Misa. You can't be a Kaya Misa on the basis of a Kal Vachomer.
What about carbon?
Now, so what about carbon? From here, the Ritva comes, and this is the Ritva that we spoke out. The Ritva holds by a carbon, it's purely Kapara. And therefore, by Kapara, there's no din of Einon Shemin Adin. That's the Ritva. If we say, the Ritva that we brought is here, Reb Kibaker in Shmuitz, that we brought him, Daf Lamed Aleph from the Gilyan Ashaz. The Reb right brings the Raya from the Gemara in Shmuitz, and Lamed Aleph on the base. That a Kal Vachomer can be used to learn how to chiyuv carbon. There it is no chesar of Ein Einshem Min Adin. Remember on Daf Hey, we had a big problem. Because we know the din is by Achaisai, Ein Ma'asirim Min Adin. So what is the chiddush of Ein Einshem Min Adin? Carbon is out. Because by carbon you do say Ein Einshem Min Adin. Elamai, Karis. But there are Rishayim who hold, Chulin, other places, you have a right from a Rashi and Zvachim. That by Einoidish B'day Shamayim, there's no chasar in a Einoidish Min Adin.
Misa.
Huh? Misa's Bezdin. There'll be Einoidish Min Adin. But a Misa B'day Shamayim or Karis, there's no chasar in a Einoidish Min Adin. So by Achaisai, what is it relevant by Achaisai Gufa the Din of Einoidish Min Adin? Ema's here, Malkis, we knew from the first part of the pasuk. We don't need that. It's a separate limud of Ein Ma'asir Min Adin. Carbon, that takes place by Achaisai, it's Einshem Min Adin, it's Kapar. Karis, it's Einish Midei Shemayim, there is no chasar there of Ein Einshem Min Adin. So what is it relevant, the whole din of Ein Einshem Min Adin by Achaisai? This is the kasha that we have. So Reb David, I don't think he's aiming on this Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri on this Nekuda. On this Nekuda, he doesn't deal with it, I don't think.
No?
Malchus, but I'm saying Malchus is not the issue. Again, Malchus is from Ema's here, I mean,
on the Karis issue.
But going, if you hold that by Karis,
Malkus.
And beginning that, like Malkus, we know. Onkaris is not certain anyway.
But
it's only like those we show him. The penalty of what? For
Karis? To administer Malkus.
But we know that for Maserin. Again, we have a drasha for Malkus. I'm asking, Malkus, Zainab, Maserin, Azir. But we know that already. Now there's a separate limit. The Ibai Tema or Napkalay Meachaisa, Duratia. Or he learns it out, the Meachaisa Duratia. That what? That the Matzah, the Mitzvah, like Rashi says, Ki Ikach es Bas Aviv, O Bas Ima. And therefore, from the Achaisa Duratia, where it could have said, Ki Ikach es Bas Aviv, O Bas Ima, didn't have to say, what does it say? Ki Ikach es Achaisa Bas Aviv, O Achoso Bas Ima. And therefore, he learns two things out from the Rashi. Two drushes from the Rashi. The Idach Umibai Lechalek, Karis, the Mimafate, the Mechalek, the Chiyib Karis, with an Ima and Enuinian for Seitzach. This passage is by Achaisa, we're using it for something else. You're going to be using it for an Ima and Enuinian. But by the din of Mefate and Vesach, person goes and he's Mefateim Tyrus. Rashi says, the Havunami, there are two Lavin in that pasuk at the beginning of Kisisa. There are two Lavin and one Karis, the Karis Echad. And we have Hutrach Lanu Lechalek Beinehem, Kvashu Hutrach Hilik Ba'arayas. And we have to know, let's say a person does both. He goes and he smears himself with Shemen HaMishka, and he's Mefatim, and he goes and he manufactures it. He may no Indian can't, no Indian lahu. It's both. The Mefatim, Shemen HaMishka, or Ktairis. They're two lavin. The Havunami, Shnei Lavin, Vikaris Echad. The Hutzrach Lanu, the Mefatim, Ktairis. Shemen HaMishka, making Shemen HaMishka. The Havunami, Shnei Lavin, Vikaris Echad. The Hutzrach Lanu, Lechalak, Moshe Hutzrach Chiluk Barayas. Here we have, again, Karis, Lebefate, Melusach. Here we're talking about manufacturing the Shemen HaMishka and smearing yourself with the Shemen HaMishka. The Yidav Savak, Rabbi Lazar, Amar HaPaishia. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar. So it tells us, even though it says Karis once, Abba Pekain, it's Mechalik them, and therefore, Memel, what's going to happen if you do it B'Shoigeg? You're going to be Chayiv? Tuchatos. You're going to be Chayiv Tuchatos. That's what the drasha is for. Yidak Savak Rabalaza Amar Apaishia, Dama Rabalaza Amar Apaishia. Kol Makim Shata Maitse. The other one says, you don't need it for that. Kol Makim Shata Maitse Shnei Lavin Vikaris Echad. You know already. Chalukin Hain Lakarbin. You don't need this for that. That's a rule that we have all universally, that if you have one Karis, and that one Karis, this goes back to two, there, it's in the parsha where there are two lavins. The karis goes back on both, and therefore you know that's a rule that we have that's got two karbonis, even without a special zeres hakosav that we have here by Achaisai. The Ibaisema, or Loisavalach Rabbalazah. Maybe it doesn't hold like Rabbalazah that wherever you find two lavin and one karis, there it's chayiv two separate karbonis. But you learn it out from something else. You learn out from Isha Dava. You learn out, it says that be either another extra pasuk. That over there, what does it say? We learn out over here that there will be, you'll use it to be machalik. What do you use that pasuk Isha Dava for? How do you know that the concept of dam is only where it comes out derech however? How do you know that's the only time that it makes our tamed? Shenema avisha sheishka v'sisha dova the glila sarvasa melame sheinuisha tmeya. It has to come out derech harvasa. Suppose it doesn't come out derech harvasa. What is that? What's the case? Take a look at the Rashi. What? Yes, so Rashi says sheyetze madvei derech harvasa lafuke derech doifin delo. Maybe if the dam, let's say, she had an operation, like a cesarean or something, and the dam will not come out from that from Derech Havas like it normally would. It would come out from the stomach, case like that. That does not make her into dam nida. That's not dam nida.
They put in a drain.
Yeah, they put in the drain. Let's say they put in the drain. The vein chest, it's a cesarean or something. So the dam, let's say they put in the drain, the dam comes out there. That doesn't make her into a nida.
It originates from the uterus.
Yeah, you can have the dam that originates from the uterus. Yeah, it originates. We're not talking about the Isha has a nosebleed.
Right.
Yeah, you know, if you're talking over here about an Isha has a nosebleed, just become a nida. There's never a havamina for that. The havamina is if the dam comes from the uterus. But it doesn't come out. It comes out through the stomach, through the exit. Let's not. It's different. Once I was at my, I was learning Maseches Nida with one of my boys before his bar mitzvah. He should be able to finish. Holding him ready by the end of Nida. I asked him, do you know what I'm talking about here the whole time? The homer said, we're the dam. I said, you know what kind of dam is? He said, yeah, it's about a nosebleed. Went through the homer sechta. He thinks they were talking about an Isha. It's these dam coming out from her nose. What? All right.
I don't
wonder about that. Yeah. That was my fault, obviously, you know. The Tamei She'achal is HaKadosh. The Tamei She'achal is HaKadosh. So now we have in the Mishnah, the Tamei that eats Basar Kadosh, he's Chayav Karis and Malkus. The Tamei She'achal is HaKadosh. The Tamei, he's Tamei, and he ate Basar Kadosh, and he ate Basar Kadosh. So before we go on, yeah, the dinim that we have, so what happens if in a case where a person is Mizana, B'shoigeg, with all the arayas, whether or not they're separate Nashim, or whether it's the same Isha, or whether he's Mizana, not with all the arayas, with one Erva Kama Nashim, he was like a kama nashim, kamesh nashim nidus. The call is, he's kayev kama chatos. Even though, what will happen if he ate five kizesim of chaylev? He ate five kizesim of chaylev. From one behemah. From one behemah, for that matter, let's say he ate five kizesim from five behemahs that were shechted. The five dead behemoths. He took a kizayis from one behemoth, kizayis from another one, kizayis from another dead behemoth. Yizkayev, everybody holds Yizkayev from one. Kamalat, the shilos, if he takes it from live behemoths. Live behemoths could be considered gufo mukhlakim. Dead behemoths are not. And therefore, whether we, and shilos, what we use the psukim for over here, and how we're using, how we darshan for the psukim, that we know the din of gufo mukhlakim, or not gufo mukhlakim. What will happen if a person, now it's already not so posh, let's say a person is over on Mishkat Schur with five men. Remember that we had a Taisvis in Sanhedrin. We had a Taisvis in Sanhedrin on Samachay Duchsach. No? We had a Taisvis in Sanhedrin. The Taisis made the best of the Drusha. The Taisis said it only applies by the Yisr Nidus. It won't apply by other things that are Gufa Mukhlakim. That's a Chiddush and Taisis that we saw. In Svar, it's the exact same thing.
Rambam's also like that.
Did we have? In the Sugya of Mishkat Schur, we had it.
But then not the Hedush
either. Not behemoth. Even not behemoth. There's going even not behemoth. Yeah, that's what Tyson said, that it applies only to a neither. I have to see where Tyson's here. All right, we have to, that's time. I have to say it. Bring it afterwards. Okay.
If he does five candles on Shabbos, also all
he wants, right? Yeah, about it. Tamei she'ochal es ha'kodesh. Bishleim ha'bolem migdish tamei. If a person comes into the migdish tamei, k'siv o'inish u'k'siv ha'asara. Says, person comes into the migdish betuma, o'inish t'k'siv es mishkan Hashem timei b'nichrasa. And we know ha'asara, because it says what? Lo'yitam les machaneyem. That coming into the migdish, there's no problem that we have that. El ha'tamei she'ochal es ha'kodesh. What's the din of a tamei who ate basar carbon? Bishleima einish k'siv anevesh asher teichal basar mibizevach hashlami ma'asher la'ashem. What does it say? Person ate basar mibizevach hashlami ma'asher la'ashem. He's tamei b'tumaso alav b'nichrisa. Okay, that's straightforward. We all know that. Person is chayev karbis if he's tamei and he ate basar carbon. Where does it say that you're not allowed to do that? And that's not so pashut. Mishlokesh Amar, because it says b'chol kodesh lo siga. You're not allowed to touch kodesh. Now, what does that say? You can't eat it. It says you can't touch it. But Rish Lakish learns that when it says b'chol kodesh lo siga, it doesn't refer to touching. This is the ashara for eating. We'll see why it is that it says in the Lashon of Losiga, why does it say that? Because what is it then, by the way, if a person touches Basar Karbon on his tameh? He's Iver and Isser, give me Iver and Isser. But he's not Chayav Karis. He's not Chayav Karis over there. But so he learns out, how do you know? And we'll see why it says Losiga. But Rish Lakish shows, when it says B'chol Kodesh Losiga, and he can't go into the Migdash. So it says that he holds from here, you can't eat Basar Kodesh Betumah. And that's how he learns it. You have to remember this. Rabbi Yechonin Omar, Tani Bardala, you don't learn it from there. We'll have to learn. He learns Bechodesh Kodesh Lasika for something else, for Truma. It doesn't have anything to do with Kodesh. Rabbi Yechonin Omar Tani Bardla Asra Tumasa Tumasa. You learn it out from Xeris Shoka. Ksiv Achav Tumasa Walav V'nichrisa Ksiv Hasam Tame Yeo Tumasa Bo. It says by going into the Migdash, Betuma, Tumasa Tumasa Tumasa. Ma'ala Halam, when you go into the Migdash, it's Einish V'Asara. Avkan Einish V'Asara, Xeris Shoka tells you in Asara. Now, we have this example other places. In order for something to constitute an azhara, you would think you have to be explicit. There has to be a lav. It's not true. Something could be in lieu of a lav. You can have something in lieu of a lav. It has the kayach of a lav, even without. It's a silent lav. It's an implied lav. How is it implied? You learn it out from Xeris Shoveh. Xeris Shoveh could tell you that if you have something which is carries with it an Einish and an Asara, and you have Xeris Shoveh, this will have the full weight of the Einish and the Asara also, even though there is no Asara for this. What Rabbi Yechonin is telling us is there is no Asara for eating Basar Kodesh Betuma. Where do you learn it from? We learn it out. It's an artificial Asara. You learn it out from Tereshu Balpeh, from Yud Gimel Midas, that there's going to be an Asara. To be defined, identified as an Asara, it does not have to be explicit. It could be implicit also. Implicit from Yud Gimel Midas. That's a Yisoid that we have. Everybody should remember this. That's Xeris Shoveh. You cannot from a Kabbal Chaymer. You can't learn out the Kabbal Chaymer. But it's Xeris Shoveh, you could.
It has to be
Mufna
also.
Yeah, but all the halachas from Xeris Shoveh, yeah. It has to be Mufna, but all the halachas from Xeris Shoveh. Now, he doesn't have, maybe he didn't hear the Xeris Shoveh. It's not Kashun, somebody, he doesn't learn the Xeris Shoveh. I'm going to have Xeris Shoveh, Rabbi Yechonin, who learned it out from the Xeris Shoveh. My time, why did he learn it out from the Chalkaitish Lasiga? The Tarot says, "Amar Lach, Ahu Asara Latruma." That pasuk B'chol Kodesh Losiga is not even talking about Basar Karbon. It's talking about Truma. Rish Lakish Asara Latruma. How does he know that if you're Tameh, you're not allowed to eat Truma? Rish Lakish, Nafkle Meish Ish Mizera Arayin, Vutzaruha Izov. Ezahu Dover, Shushava, Mizara Shalaran. What is that then? Ishish, Mizera Arayin. He's not, none of them are allowed to eat something with every, which Kahan and Bechlal are all Zara Shalaran are able to eat. Have you ever seen Truma? That is the case of Truma. What do you mean, Shalav, Zara, Shalaran? Everybody, Truma. What about everything else? Rashi over here says, what?
Men and women.
Men and women. Look, Rashi, below, look, Shalav, Zara, Shalaran, Banashim of Anashim, refers to men and women. They're all allowed to eat Truma. Abel Kachim, Einam, Nechalam, Lala, Lizkarim, in certain cases. Chitema, what do you mean? Everybody. Nashim are allowed to eat Kachim also because of a shaykh. Lesa, not necessarily true. Because let's say she would marry the Israel, and then the Israel died. She goes back to her father's house. She goes back to Truma without children. She goes back to Truma. She's not allowed to go back to the Chaz of a Sheikh. That's the Gemara in Yavamis. And therefore, the only thing that Shavah Bizar Shalaran, by all men and all women, is Truma. Therefore, this Pasuk B'chol Kodesh L'Sigah, like Rabbi Yechanan, is talking about Truma. Mishlokish Hazar Lichuma Minole, Napkale Mishiskem, Mizara Putzarosa, Bezel Zavishu Shalom Zara Shalaran, Shuma. Vidach Ulachila, Baholanagia. On the other hand, Rabbi Yechanan comes and he says, that Pasik Avada is telling you that to eat it, the Tuma, you can't. But Chokaitish Losiga tells you, you're not allowed to touch Truma. You can't touch Truma when you're Tame. Can't touch Truma when you're Tame. Rishlokish Hai Bechol Kodesh L'Siga L'Hachi Yudhiyasa. He said, according to Rishlokish, you need this Pasuk to come and tell us that you can't eat Basar Kodesh Betuma. Ahumi Vailai L'Tamei Shinoga B'Kodesh. Don't we need it to tell you, Kipshuto, that Tamei is not allowed to touch Basar Karbon? And now you're using it, he's not allowed to eat it. The Yitmar, like we learned, the following. Tamei Shinoga B'Kodesh. Rishlokish Shaymar Laika. Rishlokish says that there's Malkus. See what? Right away. There's Malkus of there. Now you're telling me you use it for a tummy to eat bus or carbon? Rabbi Yechanan Amar ain't like it. Rishlokish Shaymar Laika because it says, B'chal Kodesh Losika. Rabbi Yechanan Amar ain't like it. Ahu Asar Lachumadiyas, like we just got saying a second ago. Tamei Shinoga B'Kodesh. Mida Afke Rachmana B'Lashin Negiya. Something Gemara, Eina Hanami. According to Rish Lakish, you use the pasuk of Chal Kodesh Losiga for two things. The Yikra of the Tzivoy is you're not allowed to eat Basar Kodesh Betuma, but because the Torah has said it Belasha Nigia, there's a din also that tells you that you can't touch it. It's talking about the issue of eating Basar Kodesh. Mavibal, the Torah expressed it. B'lush and Nagia, it tells you something else also. And what will happen now, this is like what I was saying before. It'll be Nagia very much. What we said before, the Rambam that we said before, Lav Shanit Ma'asaris Karis. According to that rule, what would happen? The Lav is given for Asaris Karis. Now you have a case where you're going to be over that Lav without Karis. Will there be Malkus, or will there not be Malkus?
The Rambam
says that there won't be Malkus. The Rambam holds it's not going to be Malkus. It's not. No, because it's not a Lav Shabbat close. It's telling you that for the fact that the Torah told you, specifically in this Lashon, it's telling you two things. Lav Shabbat close is that there are many things that are subsumed under this main rubric. Here, we're talking over here different Lashonis because of this. It's telling you different things. It's not Lav Shabbat close. Azara Leva Iskish Kodesh Lemikdash, and by whereas here Azara, the Azara is Iskish Kodesh Lemikdash, and therefore it tells you the main thing is about eating. Bakati Lachi Diyasa Humi Vayle the Tamei Shacha Basar Kodesh Lefnei Srikas Damim. It's a completely different thing that we learn out here that we didn't even talk about yet. Don't we need this pasuk of Bachal Kodesh Losiga that you're not allowed to eat if you're Tamei? You can't eat Basar Kodesh before it's Rika the Itmar. Why should it be Malkus? You used it already for two things, this pasuk. Rabbi Yechanan Amar ain't no like it. And Rabbi Yechanan says there's no Malkus. Rishlag Shamar like it because it says Bachal Kodesh Losiga. What do? You learn three things on this pasuk. Vaishnav Lifnei Zri. A second. We hear it very well. We use it for three things, this pasuk. Mishlokish, Joel is Yoel Asher is bothered by the fact that it's Lav Shabiklolus. It's not Lav Shabiklolus. There are three drushes from this one pasuk. One to tell you, you can't eat Basar Kaidish Betuma, and if there is, you do Yechayv Karis. Another one is, not a Chayv Karis, but you're not allowed to touch Basar Kaidish Betuma. And there's another one that tells you, you can't eat Basar Kaidish Lifnei Zrika up here, Thomas. Tanika Basar is a Rish Lakish, and a Rai is a Rish Lakish. Because it says, B'chol Kaidish Lasiga Asara Liyaycho. Mamish, a Rai is a Rish Lakish right away. Atuema Asara Liyaycho, Ein Abel Asara Lanegeya, Tamadimer b'chol kaidish lo siga v'yal amigdash lo sofa ma'akish kaidish l'migdash ma'amigdash davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. This also I've called davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. Here, but we're talking about something that'll carry with it a chiv karis. What carries with it a chiv karis? Eating. Even again, he can tell neshama there's no chiv karis if you touch it. So why does it say b'chol kaidish lo siga? Stam in iser. But the Chiyuv Karis doesn't apply. But only by Achila. It says, Veloshen Negiya. Yeah, that tells you Staminis. Ela Ba'achila. Chivika Netil Tisham, Ela Ba'achila. Ela Ba'achila. And therefore, now, how the Rambam. I'm going to have it over here. With the Rambam. Just how the Rambam says it. When the Rambam Paskins over here, this is the B'chol Kaidish Lo Siga, according to Rish Lakish, is learned out from three things. Three things that are learned out from there. Here we take a look. Perik Yitches, Yitches.
If a person's metame kachim, he does not get malchus.
He says he doesn't get malchus. What is the iser to do it? And then the Rambam says, call out of Shanitma Tuma Shahayavan Alaf Karis on Bias Migdish. What happens? He's Chayef Karis, etc. Then, Minayin Shayna Bidabra Alabatuma Saguf, Shanema Ki Nevish Ki Sika Bakal Tame, and he has Buadin Lishar Kutchem Isbech, Hech and Hezer Alabansa. Where is the Isser to eat Basar Kaidish? Hech and Hezer Alabansa Bi Ledish, Shari Nemar Bakal Kaidish Lasika, Bel Amigdish Losaba. So the Rambam is holding like Rish Lakish. He held like Rish Lakish, and he sold that to Nasara for Achiv Karis. Mepiash Mulamdu Shazu Asara Latame Shleyach Abbasar Kaidim, Kaidish Kaidim Shayitva. Even though the Rambam said before that what's going to happen if he's Metame Basar Kaidish? There's no Malkus. According to Rish Lakish, the Rambam was like Rish Lakish. Where does it come from? He's not allowed to do it. From the Pasik Bachal Kaidish Losinga. So why can't it be that there's no malchus? The teretz is, if the lav is used for asharis karis, by the case of karis, avadet is a chinish ameinei melemenei necha. But to use it for a case where there's not going to be chiyuv karis, you can't get malchus because the lav should eat an asharis karis. And therefore there's no malchus according to the Rambam's call here in Perish HaMishneh and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Well, I have a kaidish. Yeah. All right, Mr. Shum, pick it up. All right, everybody's invited to the CM on Sunday.
From where?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org.
To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.